Hi, good afternoon, and welcome again to my podcast. I'm your host, Daniela Suarez Alvarez, and today I'm going to talk about the movie we watched today in our global class. I hope you enjoy, and enjoy. The principles of social justice are being violated in the episode because they're the people who are poor and the Hispanic people are being mistreated by the policemen only because they're Hispanic or they are poor and they should not be in the train, but they like managed to get in the train, so the police are mistreating the people until they reveal to them. Some examples of wealth that we could see in the episode where maybe try to help each other, and most of all we saw racism. Racism and any kind of discrimination over the poor people, and mostly racism and discrimination over poor people, and from the part of the poor people we could see support all the time. I could relate the current immigration situation with this movie because a lot of people try to take trains so they can arrive to other countries easily and without too much risk, but anyways it's always risky cross a border illegally, so I think that's the most important relationship between the movie and the real life that I can see there. The people in real life try to take trains and that because it's easier, but the cops always like search for them, like whenever or wherever they are in a train or something like that. There's always security, so that's the similarity that I can see. In conclusion, and in my opinion, I can say that the people could have take care of themselves in the train, but they didn't need to do such massacre that they did. I think they didn't need to kill so many cops or people because they were being racist, but they were doing their job. So I think that was a little bit unnecessary, but the reasons they had, they were understandable. So that's my opinion, and I think that's all. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a nice day. Stay tuned for the next one.